From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Haiti, the leader of an armed rebel group says he's in charge of national security there until a new government takes power. Guy Philippe says he'll only take orders from Haiti's next president. Jean-Bertrand Aristide fled the country Sunday after intense pressure from the U.S. and French governments, who blamed the Haitian president for weeks of political violence. Aristide says his opponents caused the unrest. NPR's Jerry Haddon is in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince.
After 4 weeks of taking over towns in northern Haiti, chasing away scared and lightly armed police, rebel commander Guy Philippe has set up his headquarters in a high-end hotel looking down on Port-au-Prince. Dressed in black and flanked by camouflage commandos and Haitian police who've pledged their allegiance, the rebel said he's the military chief of Haiti for now, until a new head of state can be elected.
The president should name it. For the role I have to play, he will decide. But for now, till now, until the president takes the decision, we have the moral obligation to help people.
The declaration is not what many Haitians or U.S. officials wanted to hear. The ranks of Philippe's self-proclaimed Liberation Front are filled with drug dealers and convicted criminals and former paramilitaries who terrorized Haitians for 3 years after Aristide was ousted in a coup in 1991. Among them is convicted assassin Louis Jodel Chamblain. When asked about Chamblain's future role in Haiti, Philippe played it down.
He's just a volunteer.
Chamblain is the former head of a death squad blamed for killing thousands of Aristide supporters in the early 1990s. Residents are terrified of history repeating itself. And U.S. officials are upset as well. In Washington today, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher repeated that the rebels are out of the political picture and must disband and go home. When Philippe was asked about the U.S. position, he grew angry.
I want everybody to be clear. I'm not taking any pressure from anyone. The only pressure I'll take is from the Haitian people. If they want to kill me, I'm here. They can come and kill me. But I'm here to defend my people, and I'll defend it, whatever it takes, whatever it costs.
Just hours later, Philippe took control of Haiti's old military headquarters, then sent throngs of his armed supporters to arrest Haitian Prime Minister Yvonne Neptune on corruption charges. But they were met by armed U.S. Marines and embassy security personnel. After a tense standoff, the marchers left. Moments later, Philippe told his followers Aristide's followers would soon meet justice. We can't let Aristide's supporters, the Chimère, do whatever they want. Despite the oligarchy's attempts to hold us back, we are going to go in and crush the Chimère. Meanwhile, at Port-au-Prince's International Airport, Marines continue landing and unloading supplies. French and Canadian troops are on the ground as well, as part of a short-term peacekeeping force to be replaced by a United Nations force within the next few months. Colonel David H. Berger, commander of the multinational interim force, made it clear that foreign forces would restore order here.
We're here to get the city and the country back on as much as stable ground as we can. I'm not distinguishing in terms of rebels or any other kind of threat. The Marines know the rules of engagement, as do the other national forces, and they'll handle threats accordingly.
A small contingent of U.S. Marines continues to guard Haiti's presidential palace as well. Three light arms vehicles are parked on the palace lawn, one with a machine gun on the roof. On the street, just 100 yards away, hundreds of Haitians watch the U.S. troops with a mix of resignation, curiosity, and relief. One medical student, who was afraid to give his name, said people are divided over the U.S. presence in their country, but more than anything, they hope peace has arrived.
Our heroes, if they were still there, they wouldn't want that foreigners come here to teach us what to do or what, you know, they will do everything for themselves. As for me, I guess their presence here, maybe we'll give something to us, like security.
With Aristide gone, Haitians still face the task of forming a new government. The role of interim president, held by newly sworn-in former Supreme Court head Boniface Alexander, is titular. The U.S. is taking a lead role in helping Haitians form a governing council, made up of one member of Aristide's Lavalas party, one Aristide opponent, and a member of the international community. They'll set up a council of elders to select a prime minister with the aim of holding full elections as soon as possible. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.